This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Speaking of developments, we're talking about fixing up the area by RFK. Here is the data point I wanted to share with you guys. All right, this is from your local news outlet, The Washington Post. Most D.C. residents favor using city funds on a new NFL stadium, poll finds. So remember, we had Charles Allen on, council member, and I give him credit. He always comes on, he answers questions, and he's got his viewpoints, and I respect that. Instead of hiding behind, you know, whatever, he is up front, out front, etc. And Grant asked him what I thought was a very good question. There was previous polling that had been done that says, do you want a new stadium in D.C.? And people said yes. Overwhelmingly, I think it was like 70-some percent. Said, yeah, I want it in D.C. And Charles Allen's point to that, his rebuttal, which I actually thought was a very smart one, was, yeah, you could ask someone, do you want a Lamborghini? Well, sure. Now, do you want to pay for it? Well, that's a different story. So the point was, if you're telling people you're going to get something for free, that's cool. Yeah, we all like that. He even said himself, I'd like to go to a stadium in D.C. That'd be awesome. We have to make a good deal for D.C. Well, here's a data point. I don't want to say that refutes that, but kind of speaks to that. And here's what it is one more time. The majority of D.C. residents favor using city funds on a new stadium. Not just, I'd like a stadium on a binary, yes or no, but they said that, yes, we'd be willing to use public funds. So again, you always want to go into the nitty-gritty and find out what question was asked and how so. But anyway, here is the data point that here the Washington Post has. Would you favor or oppose the district government using about $850 million in city funds to help finance development for a new football stadium for the Washington Commanders, where the RFK Stadium now stands in D.C.? So even that question, had it gone negatively, I could see someone going, wait, no, that's not worded correctly. That's not worded fairly. You're not spending on the stadium. You're developing around the stadium, a big distinction. I don't want money going to billionaires either. Whatever, right? So the point is, even with that framing, you had a 55% majority of D.C. residents favor using public funds for a stadium. 47% of residents who supported the city funding for the stadium project when asked in 2024, 30% did so in 22. So you see a trend line emerging there. So it's about 39% opposed the idea. And then the people who I don't understand, who are filling out a survey, who are answering questions, who either skip the question or have no opinion. I don't get the no opinion people. That's all.
Why are you doing the survey?
You're taking the time to fill out a survey. And you go, I have an opinion about that. Dude, it's a survey. Don't you? Oh, okay. So that's where we are. Tobes, first blush reaction to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense, though. That I would be in favor. You get to benefit from the stadium. And me personally, I don't have as much of an issue as using some of that money to help out. And I think specifically for this plan, I think it does go more so to the development. So I think that, to your point, with what Charles Allen's point was, saying that, you know, maybe the district residents don't, it sounds like a majority do. Now, it's not a overwhelming majority, I wouldn't say. It's not like it's 70%, but a majority do want to spend money to get this stadium back. I think, you know, probably a decent number of those people are fans of the team and want it back at RFK and understand the reasoning of why it should go there. So I think people are going to benefit from it. I think when you look at the plan that was laid out, it's not as if they're building the stadium. A lot of the money from the team is going towards the stadium, and then a lot of money from DC is going to the stuff around it. And so if I were a resident, I'm looking at that saying, okay, fine, maybe I don't even want to go to the stadium, but I might have a kid, to Mayor Bowser's point about this gym that's going up, that might get into gymnastics or might get into track or whatever the stuff may be that they're going to be able to do at this gym that they weren't able to do before. So I think it's going to be a really good thing for DC, and that's not even including the stadium, really.
So the thing that nobody wants to hear, and I always find myself, Tobes, on a lot of issues like this one. Not there's a ton of stadium issues, but I always find myself arguing against everybody, you know, every side of an individual issue. And the biggest reason I think that is because I always try to deal, and I'm not trying to make myself sound like some sophisticated, but I always try to deal in nuance and detail. So what that means is everybody likes to have a one-line argument or like a summary of something. And I'm always going, well, there's another point to be made there, et cetera. So Charles Allen, who, again, feels like I'm picking on him. I'm not. He comes on the show and he's answered questions. He actually made some really good points. Whether people want to agree with him or not, there should be an acknowledgement. So I guess here's where I'm going with this part. Again, I with people who are extremists in the other direction. But one of the points that he made was DC's got free land. And, you know, in it, in this deal is a suite at the 30-yard line for the council and the mayor forever. Why is that? Why do we have to do that? Is that a good use of taxpayer money? The team is getting charged a dollar in rent. If you had a regular condo building, you could charge them millions of dollars in rent over the per year, over the life of a deal or whatever. So my point is there are good points that everybody can kind of make here. But at the end of the day, what we're actually talking about is something that's on the table right now that might not be perfect. It'll never satisfy 100% of the people. 55% want something. Does that mean it's right? I don't know. Simply offering that as a data point where he said, talking about Charles Allen, that, yeah, if you give some, if you offer people something for free, they'll take it. Well, this is not free. And it's explicitly stated right there. And even with our recoil at the idea of, quote, unquote, helping billionaires, which I understand and I feel that way, actually, by the way, I you know, if I wasn't running a football team, if I owned Danny's Widgets and I happened to be a billionaire, I wouldn't expect those kind of tax breaks, those kind of $1 a year for rent or whatever the hell for 28 years, or being able to keep every dollar raised for parking, even for events that aren't mine. I wouldn't expect those sorts of things, but because it's football and we've got such devoted fans of it, exceptions are made. So to me, there are trade-offs. And I think here it sounds like for a lot of the citizens of D.C., the juice is absolutely worth the squeeze.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be plenty of people that aren't in favor of it. I think Barry Sferluga wrote a good piece about it in the Washington Post saying that Grant from Virginia and JP from Maryland were, you know, wanted the stadium but weren't going to pay for it, right? Like, but I think when you look at it, if the majority...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Majority of people that they're the ones going to have to pay the money, because this is sometimes an issue where some people want to speak in other people's behalf. Well, let the people that are going to actually have to pay it speak. Like, with all due respect to Virginia and Maryland residents, when they speak about these, they can have their opinions, right? But it's the D.C. residents that have to pay. And so if they're in favor of it, you know, maybe you'd like to see a larger number. Maybe you'd like to see it over 60%. But 55% is a reasonable enough number that it sounds like people are in favor. And if that's the case, then I just don't see what the holdup would be there.
Yeah. I mean, this to me, and the benefits for the people that are completely anti, they're obvious. This is, Mayor Bowser called it a catalyst or a catalytic event or catalytic structure. It is more of an investment than it is a kind of direct bit of construction. The idea is it's the genesis of something over there that has gone from a blight and an eyesore that needs work to something useful, something that could generate for perpetuity. I mean, the key to, anybody will tell you, for regular people who don't win the lottery, the key to wealth building for most folks is you own stuff that then pays you, right? And for the rest of us that are working paycheck to paycheck, and it's really, really hard, if you could find something that generates money for you passively, that's how you really change your life. That's kind of what we're talking about here for DC, is you build something, in theory, if it's a good deal. I mean, I haven't examined all the nitty-gritty. Smarter people than me have done that. But the idea would be it pays you back, right? Will this pay you back? The regular old suburban football stadium don't pay you back. It doesn't. This could. We don't have as many samples of this kind of data point where you've got what Capital One Arena is now trying to become, right? Where the whole city block and everything on campus, and it's a one-stop shop, and it's this and it's that. You can't have the same number of nights, but is it enough where people will go by? I mean, I guess this is kind of my last point on this before we go to the call topic. In order for a football stadium to be successful, not the actual stadium itself, but the area around it, has to be somewhere where you and I are going, hey, I got an hour for lunch. Let's go over there because there's a restaurant there that we like.
Absolutely.
I'm never doing that to where Nubs Field is.
Correct.
No one from Fairfax, McLean, Bethesda, College Park, Hyattsville, no one even close by is going, let's go to that place over by FedEx Field to grab up a whatever. That's never going to happen. That's why that area couldn't support the team, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to if you get off early on a Friday for Nats Park, right? You're going to go over and hit one of the bars around there in Half Street. Like, I think that's perfect. And, you know, real quick, I think the mayor's best point on this, when she was on with you guys, was talking about how Charles Allen, I believe, had mentioned NOMA, right? And how they'd spent money there and improved some areas and added some things, and people were going over there. Mm-hmm. And her point was, we're going to have to spend money regardless to get people to go over to that area. Why not spend it around a stadium that's going to be more attractive than building another park or building something that's going to have more people from Virginia and Maryland wanting to come to this area? Yeah. So I think when you look at that stadium going there, along with everything around it, if the residents are willing to chip in, which it sounds like a majority are, then I think that gets rid of one of the major oppositions to what they want to do there.
I think it does. That's Toby. I'm Danny. This is Grant Danny here on The Fan, live from Penn Quarter at City Tap House, Penn Quarter. Trevor Sickleman is incredible hair. Will join us at 5 p.m. Had a couple reactions to Washington Post draft. Bullish on a couple items. We'll ask him about those things. Also, want to take your calls on this next, though. 800-636-1067. We might be able to come back to this in a little bit as well. Now that this data point has been revealed that the majority of citizens want it, okay, talking about spending the public money that's on the table, what's your closing argument here? What would you say to someone that doesn't think as you do, either in favor of or opposing the stadium? This was one of the data points, I think, or one of the rebuttals that Charles Allen had, and I think now you've got some data that says, well, actually, they are willing to pony up the dough, right? And that's kind of what this polling is telling us. What is your final argument? What is your closing argument to try to convince the judge and the jury that you're in the right here when it comes to the stadium? 800-636-1067. You can be for, you can be against, whatever you want. Just sort of use this as a jump-off point. Give me your closing arguments about a stadium in D.C. next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.